It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. In July, WFAE Charlotte's Hawks held a public conversation on the city's escalating murder rate. CMPD Chief Kurt Putney and other panelists talked about how there's a lot of anger in people that has roots in their very early years. That made second grade teacher Michelle Vaughn stand up and say what she sees in her classroom.
I've got second grade students in my classroom who are already on the trajectory to be incarcerated by the ninth grade. Many of them cannot read. They are behind. They are angry. When Chief Putney was talking about the ability to pull a gun in a second, I've got children who will hit other children in a second. They don't know how to express how they feel.
Vaughn has spent 8 years teaching low-income students at schools in areas where many of the city's murders occurred. The needs of her students were great, the resources limited, and Vaughn was left feeling overwhelmed. So this year, Vaughn changed schools. She spoke to WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn.
Michelle Vaughn says she never intended to speak at the public conversation, but felt compelled to as she listened to panelists talk about violence. She says she's watched many of her students gradually lose interest in school and become violent. She worries about them headed for a life of crime. She told a hushed audience at the public conversation.
The alarm bell is sounding. It is just so loud. So now it's just the hitting, and then it just spirals from there. I can tell you with certainty, if I'm alive in 10 years, I know whose names I will see on CMPD.org.
But as a community, I was feeling for real children who I've taught.
Vaughn reflects on that night a few weeks later.
Every time they swing their fists, every time they're using inappropriate language with adults, assaulting one another, all of those things are cries for help.
She's talking about students at Druid Hills Academy, where she's taught for the past 3 years. It's a pre-K through 8 school that has seen some improvement, but less than a third of students pass state exams. CMS considers all of its students as low income. Many are victims of generational poverty and live transient lives. Vaughn says they have a right to be angry.
They don't quite know how to say, I'm hurting. I feel unsafe. We are so unstable at home. My mom hasn't been home in 3 days. You know, I don't like living in foster care. I've been separated from my sisters and brothers. And the children who I've taught and served, they live this every day.
Vaughn says she talked to students one-on-one and gave them hugs when needed. She says a lot of them needed this attention often, like the little boy she describes here.
Incarcerated father living with grandma. And another parent was around and able to support but didn't. So that bothered that student a lot. And this child is bright. But when you talk about that fuse of anger over the simplest thing, curse out a teacher in a heartbeat, never did that to me. Hitting other classmates. But again, all of that stemming from not knowing how to deal with my situation.
Vaughn says she made significant progress with that student through talks on acceptable behavior and listening to him. Her eyes glistened with tears as she thinks about the students who are still struggling.
I love those kids. And if I can give my kids the ability to read, write, think, I know that I'm giving them a chance. However, if they don't know how to function socially, none of that's going to matter. But yeah, it's tough. Yeah.
And eventually, Vaughn says the pressure of the job got to her.
My husband finally said, honey, you've got to take a break. I have never heard you speak so negatively about things that were going on. And I was like, you know what, you're right. I'm a very, very positive person. And when I started to become negative, I knew that the environment was getting the best of me.
Vaughn left Druid Hills to teach at another school.
I do think many of our students are better off because she was on their educational journey.
That's Vaughn's former boss, Druid Hills principal Raymond Barnes. He says he recognizes it's grueling work for his teachers to wear many hats. He says the school has a coaching program to help teachers deal with stressful situations. As a Project Lift school, Druid Hills does get some extra resources. They have a total of 8 counselors, social workers, and behavior specialists. Most schools the size of Druid Hills have about half that number. On this day, Barnes approaches a distraught-looking elementary student in the office. A teacher tells Barnes he hit a girl. Barnes asks the teacher to have his father pick him up.
I know his father, and if his father doesn't come to the school, I will go to his house before I leave for work today, and I will sit down out under the tree, talk to his father, and say, hey, this is what we're dealing with, and we continue to work on it.
Barnes says they have to meet Druid Hill students where they are with different approaches tailored to their needs. But Vaughn says she still felt she wasn't doing enough and it hurt to see that her students needed so much that she wasn't able to give them. Vaughn now teaches at Paw Creek Elementary in West Charlotte. Most of its students are low income, 75%, but Vaughn says the school has fewer behavioral problems, and state data backs that up. In the 2016 school year, there were 5.5 suspensions per 100 students at Paw Creek, compared to 52.5 at Druid Hills. Paw Creek also has a more racially diverse student population, and it is a STEM school, all reasons she chose it. But Vaughn still thinks about her Druid Hills students.
There are children who are really going through some serious things, and as a community, we have got to throw resources behind them. Because if we don't, it'll be a 10-year anniversary of the first talk about the murder rate in Charlotte, and nothing will have changed if we don't do something.
Vaughn says she will always teach in low-income schools and says she has not ruled out going back to Druid Hills one day. But she says the large community needs to realize how much help students at schools like Druid Hills need. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.